Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question, what does God say about Christians loving and caring for their Christian family, but not for their blood relatives? I believe that the Bible says very clearly that our families are a blessing from God. God wanted the children of Israel to understand the significance and seriousness of loving their mothers and father. They were to honor them. How were they to honor them? They were to honor them through word as well as through deed, through the way in which they lived their life. The same is true when we come into the New Testament Scripture. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, children are told to obey their parents in the Lord. Why? Because this is what God commands man to do. But also, children ought to obey and honor their parents not simply because it's what God commands them to do. They ought to want to obey their parents. And they ought to want to honor their mother and father while they're in their household. Agree with that? Why? Because of the love that is shown to us. We ought to love them and to count our family as a blessing. Parents have an obligation to their children while they are at home. And as our children are in our home, we have a responsibility and obligation to them to supply for all of their needs. And I say all of their needs and not all their wants. We've got to be honest whenever it comes to our lives today. A lot of times we get it all mixed up, our wants and our needs. And it's easy to do, especially in the world of which we live in, because here in America we are so blessed from a material standpoint. But when it comes to what God expects concerning the parents, He says that we have an obligation to provide for our families. And in fact, God lays the brunt or the majority of that responsibility upon the shoulders of the father. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, if a man will not provide for his own household, he is worse than an infidel. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord. So, in and while the children are in our home, we need to understand our role of responsibility with them. Let me go on to say, though, is that children have a responsibility, a God-given responsibility to their aging parents. And this also comes from 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4 and then verse 16. The aging parents, and in fact not only our aging parents, it would deal with anyone who is aging. We need to treat with love and respect. But if we take and plug this into the context of our family, as children, every one of us have a responsibility, and I will also say a privilege, to be able to be there for our aging parents whenever we have that ability and the opportunities present themselves. And we need to do all that we can. In fact, God identifies in the same context of 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 16 that if the family will come in and do what they are obligated to do from God's standpoint, then it will also relieve the church, so that they do not become a burden to the church, so that the church does not have to come in and help in those areas or those situations. Let me go on to point out, though, as we close this out, there may be circumstances where family relationships can be difficult. And what I mean by that is that from time to time, we will find situations where this first situation, I'm going to say, I don't think is right. Where people will get mad over trivial matters. And whenever they get mad over trivial matters, they will stop speaking to one another. Or they'll stop getting together for family times. And in that, we need to look and to say, these matters need to be dealt with. These matters need to be straightened up. Why? Because our family, physical family, relationship is more important than whatever trivial matter is keeping us separated. And if you have situations like that, I want to encourage you to deal with those matters and come back together as a loving family so that your family unit as a whole will be blessed not only here, but also will be a blessing in the sight of our God. That's what God would expect. But from time to time, and this is the one where I would say, certainly here's a scriptural circumstance. From time to time, you will have a situation where someone will become a Christian. They will put Christ on in baptism. And they have been raised in a denomination, their mom and dad or their grandparents. Maybe they're a part of the Catholic Church, or maybe they're a part of some other man-made denomination. And as a result of this individual's obedience to Christ in baptism, becoming a true Christian, a part of the Lord's Church, their family members say, "I can't believe that you've done that. You've gone against everything that we've stood for, everything that we raised you by." And in that, sometimes the family members will say, "We're going to disown you." Or if they don't say that they're going to disown them, sometimes that's the end result. They stop speaking to them, they stop having them over, and things of that nature. They cut off their ties with them. And in that then, certainly we need to do all that we can to bring the family back together. But still, we have an obligation to Christ above our obligation to our family. And if our family is going to try to keep us from our relationship with the Lord, our relationship with the Lord must go above our relationship with our family. And I believe that that's in the context of what the Lord Himself teaches us in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37, as well as in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32.